Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, everybody? You're now rocking with none other than Genuine and Shahrzad Carter and none other than Switchblade Carter. Okay, so tonight's episode, in honor of Prince passing away, was going to be called Purple Rain. And we wanted to tackle the subject tonight about why are there so many celebrities passing away at such a alarming rate. Also, we want to just recap a couple things that had taken place or whatever this week. So let's welcome our guest host. You already know who she is. Splash Girl, none other than, what's her name again? Oh, Switchblade Carter!
Switchblade, now what's up, Genuine? What's going on with you?
Man, you know what it is. I'm sipping on something.
And you ain't sharing?
You know, I'd share if you was here. Yes,
oh,
I feel right now.
Okay, all right.
I'm just saying. Now, of course, we're going to be playing some brand new joints right here. We got one from Spazzo featuring me and Hazardous. It's called Before I Die. We have a track from the Splash Boys Entertainment family, and that's called Blind Faith. And we have the one that I told you I was going to play yesterday from King Solo called Boombox Music.
Okay.
So to kick things off, we're going to get into this. Today is all about hip hop. So we're going to get into one of my favorite songs. And it's Boombox Music, Israel, King Solo, and me. Let's go right here. This right here is the true tea. And if you guys wanted to discuss anything tonight is open night. So call in at 929-477-3273. Call in and discuss anything you want to talk about. Prince's death.
Yep.
Anything you want to talk about. Call in. Let's do this right here. Let's go. Holla at it.
Yeah. CPM. All day, every day. Yeah. Yeah. Genuine. Israel. King Solo. Lock up. Yo. Ayo, my lyrical composition. Head victim. I witnessed the birth of this freaking evil genius.
Yeah.
Bitch was needed. Cause you already done. And you devils do not want it. Cause Jesus already won. Gonna cash out. But I left you nickel dimes a penny. And my basis is prettier than heaven. Skies a penny.
So but true.
Listen, I'ma hang you up like a cold in my mind. Work harder than newspapers. You trick me, you quote.
Wow.
You quote this. You start heavy rolling like a thumb. This is not CB4, this is CBM.
That's right.
I grew big enough to shut down Pharaoh's army. And we would never bend a fold like origami.
No.
You couldn't be salami because you ain't to meet up in here.
Uh-huh.
And we ain't sweating none of y'all. We got a chief right here.
Hey.
And together, we bring it back the true essence of hip hop. So jet pass your epony right down on my block. The vibe is real. Check the source for $2. And if you when I turned on the radio, I didn't want to hear it because it's all about the beat. But what the hell is the lyrics?
When
you talk to yourself, dog, the freak Nick. I've never been a cheap trick, and I'm a sleaze, but never had tricks. But me and Israel and Trey know the dream magic. And your ears, give him a piece of that boring acid.
From the wild to boulevard, levitate positions. To knock you out your tooth stock. You shy? Who not?
Who not?
You wanna do this for lop? The mission's on pull up. You gon' need a rhyme book and a half. So good luck. What you wanna do? This is rhyme mastery. The divine's crafting me from the pages of the poems. Breathe life into the words, they have a mind of their own. Cooking other rappers frequently, pick my teeth with the bone. I'm far reaching, see, catch me on all frequencies. Even if you in other dimensions, I'll feed you me. Believe you me, when I see all zones of mine, I shape shifts and lines and bend the fucking fabric of time. I have no definite form, my image exists in the mind. I am the god and the devil, depending how you're aligned. Lord, give him a sign, please rid him of these fine rhythmless guys that can't open their eyes. Take it back to the essence with my cold black brethren. And hold that pen again when displaying my penmanship. Flames to the
That's right there. See what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
That's that boombox music right there. You know what I'm talking about?
Okay.
Now,
great show. Great show.
All right, so the question is today, which I need everybody to call in today. The question is, why are so many celebrities dying at such an alarming rate?
Exactly.
And the problem that I'm having with it is that now they're saying right now that Prince's death was not a suicide.
Yes.
Which, I mean, we all know that it's been crazy, though. You know what I mean? You know, we done lost David Bowie, and then we lost one of the most beautiful women ever to grace the stage right there from Everybody Loves Raymond. And, I mean, there's a lot of people, that have lost their life or whatever, and it could be from cancer, it could be from drugs, but the part that got me, though, was when they said that he never used drugs, he was an alcoholic, he was a vegan. So,
right.
But, you know what I'm saying? Like, it just amazes me right there, you know? And so, I look at it like, is it because of, you know, it was their time, or could it be where something within themselves triggered that type of response, you know, because they're claiming that it was more than the flu that he had when before he got back to his house. And I'm like, So my thing is there anybody out there that could understand why they would agree that it had been cool for him to be out there doing another show? Because I'm going to tell you, same thing with Michael Jackson. It's been 7 years now, y'all. 7 years since we lost the King of Pop. And guess what? Similarities, huh? He died to me at a young age, but he killed his own stuff to me because he couldn't sleep. Half of the stuff that he was trying to do, he just was a perfectionist. And that right there to me was what I call blind faith. So with that being the case, let's get into a little blind faith. This is Splash Boys. I don't think they're ready for this because, I mean, we all said some horrible things for him.
Mm-hmm.
But whatever, let's get it.
OBS.
Yeah, yeah.
Splash Boys.
Yeah, yeah.
We built with this Louis Bell slug, baseball bat. Why these niggas always screaming? They be in a trap when they never made a dollar off a pack. Acting like they was in the kitchen count stacks. Talking about you got the Glock 9 and you strapped. Gazy niggas, as soon as it pop, your heart pump gravy niggas. It's not a game when you're dealing with some real spitters.
Some real niggas, backpack with splitters. On the ground, we go hard, boy, we go jitters. Some niggas talk paper, my fucking sharks major. Yeah, niggas all players, but we the game major. I flash niggas like water, ride all the slaughter, all the time. We hungry and we coming for all the pies. In case they find your face in the lake, you know the same motherfuckers that said this shit straight.
It's about to be a movie.
I kick and push fools out the way, and then I just skate like Lupe. Ran out of toothpaste, but I didn't stop my flow. What you know about brushing your teeth with a bar of soap?
Full of hard knocks, always with the honor roll. If it ain't fake, I'm banging tables with the dominoes. Kaiser, Mr. Fantastic, got the hottest flows. Flames on his track, that's getting popping on the bottom of those.
Shout out to my Haitians, like what's say in Apule.
Shout out my Latino folks, these are all me gente.
Get it, comprende, we be the head honcho. Pass that barbecue.
And that money soñando, tomando pa'l carajo, me lo llevo con todo el diablo.
Gracias, a veces más casi te lo hace con mando.
Entonces vengo yo y le doy con el clavo.
Haiti and Dio coming together, yo, we out, yo.
The
revolution won't be televised. All I did to get you busted along tonight. Me and my crew have been working on the fitness. Ain't no pill in the world can get rid of all your sickness. All because your boys fell in love with our faithful shit. She got a new this suck on the devil's dick. But I fucked the word that came on the churches. And life ain't chocolate, I found that on the bitch.
On deck with the squad, we on fire. Toasting to the future like we already retired. All the goons make it happen. We rapping all the supplies of this music. The movement that we already the flies rolling. Take control, I'm down by my weight and goal. Sound like the hottest shit, like you're number two in the bowl. Hold up, I got the roll up in the stash spot. Deep in the underground and we splash hot.
I get it in every day that I can do. Advanced in this game, took a chance and I slammed through. Yeah. I set a blaze every track that I ran through. Flash boys, what part of that you can't understand? Flash, y'all motherfuckers better get it right. We won't set it off in this bitch, keep it lit, get the building high. Yeah. Flash boys, you get it in, notice when you listen in, baby. Yeah. We that clear.
Yo. Y'all witnessing a dynasty like no other. No, we ain't the rock, we splash boys, brother. Niggas can't believe me when I said the flood was coming. We here, bitches, they just got their titties out for loving. I told you fuckers that all I do is win. Ain't no stopping me now, niggas, take it on the chin. I gave you fucking bitches room to breathe. Nobody made a move, so be mad at me, nigga. All I did was show and prove.
Hello, you're now rocking with the True T right here.
True T, Switchblade in the building.
Hello.
Hi.
How you doing?
Oh. Yes. Huh?
Is that the other co-host on the line?
Yes, this is she. Hi.
Oh, my gosh.
Uh-oh.
Oh man, there it is. You don't need nobody else to call in, ladies and gentlemen. We got all three tonight. Oh shit. See, there it is right there. Oh man, here we go. Let's see. See what I'm talking about, y'all? Okay, well, in case you don't know, this right here is our other beautiful co-host right here. All right, so everybody give it up for this cutter. Ow! Okay.
Indeed.
There she
okay. So.
Now you have to ask her some questions to get her opinion.
Oh, yeah. Girl, really? Come on now. You know me by now. You know. We were talking about why is there a trend now of so many stars dying at such an alarming rate? What do you think about that?
Oh, my goodness. So, you know what? A person that I know, he went on social media and said that the reason why a lot of the celebrities are dying, and, I mean, what, three this week? That
is
Illuminati.
Illuminati.
Yes.
Yeah, see.
Oh, my God.
See now, that's a whole different story right there because There people say, oh, it ain't nothing about the Illuminati. Yes, it is. First of all, you're talking about powerful individuals who have made more money than all three of us combined.
Mm-hmm.
And they had the power of telling you what was really going on instead of the bullshit they put in front of our eyes. You think about it, though. This is why I always say all the time, that when you go to a movie, don't just look at the movie for what it is. Read between the lines of what they're saying. Right now, see, the Illuminati has now made it where we're able to kind of like bring to the forefront of things what you don't see. See what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And it's basically the same thing as the Matrix.
Wow.
I'm just saying. Because think about it like this, right? Look at what Prince was able to do, right? Prince taught you how to be yourself, love who you are, regardless of anybody that's going to say that you're gay, whatever the case may be. He just said, hey, I'm going to be myself. That was it. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And so with that being the case, it seems as though that the ones that was a little too vocal are the ones that's gone.
There it is.
Mm-hmm.
One of the main focus, see, what I basically wanted, and I definitely am glad we got all three of us together tonight, because I thought the same thing. And I don't like to be a conspiracy theorist or something like that, but it's so mm-hmm. easy to do this now, because look at Michael Jackson. Michael was telling you what was really going on and not what you wanted to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Michael told you that, hey, stop fucking up the earth.
Right.
Hey, you over there, let's build instead of destroying. Hey, do something for the kids. And they said, wait, hold up. Mm-mm, no, wait. What are you doing? You supposed to talk about
mm-hmm.
whores and drugs and stuff.
Oh, wow.
He said, no, I don't want to do that.
He's crazy.
He's like, no. I want to talk about how we can rebuild the ozone layer and the trees and the forest. Yeah.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
And then he's like, it's like, can somebody get Carl Red Murray on the phone? We need to kill another nigga.
Really?
Yeah, let's get Conrad on here. Hey, Conrad, hello. What do you need? What do you need? Listen. We need you. We need you to kill Michael Jackson. Okay, but you sure I will get my money? Because the last time you had to kill somebody, I didn't get the money.
What?
I
get what he's saying.
He's being so.
That's the truth. They have good. They have people who do dumb shit, but
yeah.
It makes the impact. Because think about this right here.
Right.
I think it was last month or the month before that. Michael Jackson made $800 and some odd million. I'm just saying. Really?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he making dumb cash and he dead.
Right.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I don't know that makes any sense to you guys, but I just feel like, why is it that after you dead and gone, after you, because none of them got their roses, they may have gotten what the Illuminati calls the worshiping sector of it all, but they didn't get their roses.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard now for the celebrities to get their roses, because most of the time the paparazzi and people like TMZ. I love TMZ. I watch it all the time. But I don't know about you guys, but why is TMZ everywhere? Like, how about if I was a celebrity, I would like to shit in peace. How about that?
You can't.
How about that? Can I not have you? Hey, genuine. Hey, what about that? That whore I saw you come out the club with last night. That's not your wife, nigga. What?
Exactly. Well,
I'm not saying that it's a bad thing, because it's not a bad thing, because if you're going to be out here, I feel like if you're a celebrity, you're a fair game, right? The bad part about it is that as soon as you do something that's credible, that's when you die. If you don't die, and if you do not die, you will have a Muhammad Ali type of lifestyle. You know what I'm talking about, y'all. Or a Magic Johnson lifestyle. Come on now.
Well.
Come on now. I'm just saying. Can you think about this, though? Hold up. Since we're going to go with the whole conspiracy thing, or the Illuminati thing, let's just speak on it real quick. All right. Charge that. Check this out. Hold up. Think about this. Magic Johnson, one of the greatest that ever lived, right?
Mm-hmm.
Gets millions beyond millions of dollars, right? sleeps around with God knows whomever, how many others, and what did he get in a result of it? HIV, right? Eazy-E comes out with niggas with attitude.
Yeah.
Start saying, fuck the police. The police ain't shit.
Yeah.
He gets HIV and AIDS real quickly for some strange reason.
Yeah.
But they both had the same disease, and he dead, and Magic's still alive, and I don't think that nigga got it all anymore. I'm just saying. Because if he gonna lie and say I'm taking your medicine for bullshit, you ain't taking shit. You know for a fact that you see by him having the $1 million to get the medicine.
Yeah, he got the money to do it.
Guess what though? And what I just say is I'm gonna end it because I don't want us to get banned. I think y'all were there, but I do believe that they had the cure for HIV and AIDS already 25 years ago. Because
maybe.
Your broke ass can't afford it, you are stuck with it. Okay, anyway. And speaking
wow.
of that, let's go to Before I Die, and this right here is the song I told you I was going to speak play last
wow.
night. All right, let's get it. One.
Before I die, I pray to God that he forgive me for hunting down this nigga who murdered my mama, buried her in Woodbury. Get this money so my kids can live comfy. Make sure they tell me everybody that she with, so I can hunt them down and do the same to they bitch. I for my nine, nigga, pay back the bitch. Be the game red flooded with that sad shit. Pat on my ass for y'all haters to kiss it. My middle finger still raised in that casket. And when I go, they still curse calling me a bastard. But I don't give a shit. In your head, I'm still laughing. Every track flames drop, a nigga still rapping. Pop, hell, Mary, nigga, I'm a ghost. I do this shit, B.I.G., I keep it cutthroat. Pray for my sins, man, I ain't trying to roast. Before I go, I'ma make sure they overdose.
Make it to my heavenly father, gotta make sure my team ain't starving. I can't count how many niggas are holding me down. I'm 10 fingers, tell me who the hell are you now? Where were you? With a pen hit my pad, doesn't matter if you ever knew my mom or my dad. See, I know if I pay my dues, a nigga death might make it to the evening news. Between the sports and weather, I did it better. Keep my faith in the Lord, and that's no cheddar, but I done seen the promised land, y'all don't hear me though. Probably some suckers haven't seen at my funeral. Talk about let them rest in peace. Shit, my killers right there, let them all deceased. But the tongue is a mighty sword, and of course they can give food for thought. I'm talking four course.
Lungs, gripping that Beretta. This old bitch, but I'm glad I met her. Won't regret her, cause she'll be there
after you. Going after you. Going after you.
That right there was Before I Die, Spaz on Me and Hazardous. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
So what do y'all think about that right there? I mean,
I thought it was cool.
That's what's up. So, okay, before we go, I want to know, what do you think needs to change as far as in the celebrity world? What do you think needs to change so that we can have most of the stars that's actually doing something positive? What do y'all think needs to change for us to have them around for a long period of time instead of what happened to Prince or something like that?
Man. I honestly don't know. That's hard to give you an answer for that one.
Easy for me. They need to have respect for one another. It goes past that to say that when someone has an idea that can help improve the world just a little bit, celebrities should come together despite whatever that celebrity has done. Like, you know how... Example, like, say for instance, Patti LaBelle was doing something that can change the world, and Kylie Jenner wanted to be a part of that. Some celebrities may downplay her because of what they know about her, but they don't fully know her enough to be like, okay, this is who you are, this is what you do. If celebrities have respect for one another and could put aside what they may quote-unquote think,
right,
seems to me a lot better. And it's like a lot of the people that are dying today are celebrities. They're top names. I mean, Whitney Houston, Michael Jackson, Prince, and the list goes on. Those are people that helped in some way. But because of they quote-unquote know, they always had something negative to say about them. But when they die, oh, my God, oh, my God.
Exactly.
Like, okay, where were you
crying
when they were trying to promote something helpful? You know what I mean?
And you know what? You know what? One thing I will say, too, for because so is this right here, is I've seen, don't get it twisted, I love watching Wendy Williams rank, but I'm going to say how I feel. To me, at the time when Whitney Houston had passed away, she's a fake bitch, real, because she tried to out her out there and do all that other shit, and you know what, you know, Miss Houston wasn't having it. But as soon as Miss Houston passed away, oh, my gosh. She was such a sister to me, bitch, please. Listen.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm glad that she said that because it has to be respect there. And on top of that, we have to respect them while they're here. It has nothing to do with what they did because half of the time, like they did with Michael Jackson, they threw him under the bus. But when he passed away, they wanted to play all his songs and these elaborate shows and shit like that. Please don't give me that bullshit. How about this one here? Y'all gonna bullshit him while he alive, not when he dead.
Right.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Exactly.
And that's why I say that when you guys throw these celebrities underneath the bus, and the celebrity that you throw the bus is not here no more, please believe I will respect for their family to be the ones to throw you guys back underneath that bus where you guys belong, rolled over. Driven at the hands of Suge Knight. Anyway, we gotta go.
Wow.
Wow.
So before I go, look out for Beyonce's new movie. It's about the person who she's cheating on Jay with. It's called The Bodyguard.
What?
What did you say? And look for Charlie Sheen's next movie. They're gonna do a remake of Keenan Ivory Wayne's classic movie, A Low Down Dirty Shame.
Mm-mm-mm.
I know. And this one here, he played. And this one, in this movie here, he plays a great role. He plays a aide. Anyway, so we're gonna. She just got that. And also look out for Whoopi Goldberg, Oprah Snatch, and Wesley Snipes and Zero Dark 32. It's going to be a really dark movie. It's going to be really dark.
What?
Oh my gosh. And the best part about it is we want to see how they're going to capture night at this angle.
I can't.
It's like watching night and the eclipse all at the same time.
What?
It's just amazing. Yeah, it's amazing. It's kind of like a doctor opening up Little Kim's throat. It's so much there.
Oh my God.
It's so much. So much there.
It's just all wrong.
It's even kind of like trying to reconnect John Wayne Bobbitt's dick. It's like, okay, so dark matter meets dark matter. Anyway, so we're gonna go and we just
oh my God.
We wanna thank you so much for tuning in for
Oh my God.
So we got people. We just wanna thank everybody for tuning in today, bro. But yeah, for real though, we had a lot of fun. And hopefully Miss Carter over there, she knows what I'm talking about. Hopefully, she'll be back fully with the show because a nigga was missing her. So, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
But we ain't gonna talk about that right now. We're not talking about.
Sounds like fight words to me.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Oh,
whatever. Anyway,
yeah.
You know,
I will be here. Because I was so caught up in having fun in LA and working.
Yo,
that
shit. Bootleg. Go ahead. Continue.
That
bootleg.
How ugly. Shut up.
Bootleg. Swear up and down. Super bootleg. That was some bootleg bullshit.
I'm here now.
It's okay. Yes, you are. You know what?
I'm
America, thanks you for gracing tonight with all your beautifulness.
Yes, I am here. See?
And I'm so proud of you for calling in tonight because it took a lot. You know, I told Wesley that after 6 p.m. he needs to come back indoors. Because, see, you have to be able to see the phone.
Oh,
so,
my
anyway,
God.
Good night, everybody.
What?
And
Yes, he said it. He did. He said it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's not my fault that nigga looked like midnight gone wrong.
This is true.
They had to go to put makeup on them, and it didn't work. I'm like, how the fuck?
You know what though?
I'm saying what happened. Every time he smiled, there he go. See, I told you. Smile, nigga. But before I go, I'm going to be posting some pictures next week. I have a beautiful white canvas that I drew perfectly of LaToya Jackson meets Michael Jackson. Oh, it's so beautiful.
So you didn't draw anything?
Nope, not at all. So the and during the weekend, I'm going to challenge my two co-hosts to learn the words to one Michael Jackson song and then listen to that song and really believe that he said that shit, because I don't believe he said anything. Because I swear one day I heard one hit. I was like, what the fuck did you say? What did he say? What did he say? I think he was doing the deed. I don't.
That's what
he
was
signing the deed.
Did
he say he was signing the deed, doing the deed?
I got the deed. I got the deed.
I got the deed! Gave me no voice! Sorry.
I said
what? Good night.
What?
Good night, everybody. I'm Z-Wing. That Swiss Way Carter right there. Shahada Zach Carter. That episode beautiful. And you already know this right here. It's a true tea. Live in the break. Monday through Friday, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And if you can't tell time, by all means, before the show comes on, please ask somebody.
I know, right?
just ask. It's okay. Even you still be dumb, but at least you ask. That's so beautiful. Psych. Anyway, good night, everybody. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Night, good night, good night.
Good night.
Bye.